For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Cammie Judd. These are the morning headlines for Tuesday, April 13th, 2021. A man was granted probation after assisting in the theft of thousands of dollars worth of tools from a Habitat for Humanity volunteer. East Idaho News reports a 26-year-old man, Pedro Alejandro Sanchez Mendez, was sentenced to 3 years of probation this week after pleading guilty in February to felony grand theft. The case against Sanchez Mendez began on December 7th after the victim discovered the absence of over $5,000 worth of equipment missing from the trunk of his car. Sanchez Mendez was arrested by police after reviewing surveillance videos that identified him along with Jesus Perez Camacho Ramirez and Tomas Espinoza. The tools were not recovered, but the men admitted to the theft when they were arrested. None of their stories matched up, however. The tools were eventually recovered in multiple locations after piecing together clues. The other two thieves are scheduled for separate jury trials later this spring and summer. Idaho's ban on participation from transgender student-athletes might impact their eligibility for hosting future NCAA events. The Idaho Press reports the NCAA's Board of Governors released a statement yesterday that it will only choose future hosts for the NCAA championships where hosts can commit to providing an environment that is safe, healthy, and free of discrimination. It's not clear if the impact was directly relating to Idaho and their restrictions on transgender athletes, but this is not the first time the law has come under fire. Last summer, over 400 athletes and dozens of advocacy groups asked the NCAA to ban Idaho from hosting future events as long as the law was on the books. In response, the NCAA called the law harmful and repeated their policy that host sites must provide environments that are free of discrimination. The man who is said to have created the original artwork for the iconic Green Shield CTR ring has died. The ring was reported by Deseret News to have been worn by millions of Latter-day Saints over the past half century. The creator was Joel Holbrook Azot, who was a resident of Utah for much of his life. He provided the original artwork for the design concept of Douglas Coy Miles. The two men worked with the church's primary general board on the project back in 1970. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Tuesday, April 13th. I'm Cammie Judd. You can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.